proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. As we look at the final blessings bestowed by Moses on the Jewish tribes, we look at his blessings on Benjamin and Joseph and their descendants. Though Jacob loved his youngest son, Benjamin, he had no paternal blessing for him in Genesis 49. Indeed, Jacob compared Benjamin to a predator devouring its prey. By contrast, Moses did have a blessing for the tribe of Benjamin. Quote, "The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders." Unquote. The term "beloved of the Lord" could have in more immediate reference to David, whose name actually meant beloved. Yet, that reference to the beloved of the Lord ultimately pointed to Jesus Christ, described by God the Father as "my beloved Son" throughout the Gospels. The tribe of Benjamin's inheritance consisted of territory adjacent to the land assigned to the tribe of Judah. This apportioned region included Mount Moriah, where Solomon's temple would lay the stand. In a sense, therefore, the tribe of Benjamin lay under God's protection. Moses confirmed Jacob's blessings on the descendants of Joseph. Joseph had received the patriarchal inheritance that Reuben, who was the firstborn son of Jacob, had forfeited, as noted in the 5th chapter of the book of 1 Chronicles. Observe that, in his benediction, the lawgiver employed the term Joseph, not the names of Ephraim and Manasseh, who were Joseph's sons. Though Jacob favored Ephraim over Manasseh when bestowing his patriarchal blessing, the two half-tribes would share equally in receiving God's bounty for them. Joseph's descendants would enjoy the abundance that came from the heavens above them, the mountains around them, and the earth below them. Their flocks would increase in size. Moreover, they would enjoy, quote, "the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush," unquote. An allusion to that incident in Exodus chapter 3, in which God manifested his presence to Moses through the burning bush. Moses referred to Joseph himself as, quote, "him that was separated from his brethren," unquote. That statement could allude how Joseph became alienated from his brothers, who later sold him to a caravan of Ishmaelite merchants. However, that phrase, "separated from his brethren," could indicate that Joseph kept himself free from the sin that his older brothers engaged in. The descendants of Joseph would also receive honor and strength. Moses' expression, "the firstlings of his bullock," might have pointed to Joshua, who was Moses' successor. Joshua came from the half-tribe of Ephraim. The phrase, "the horns of unicorns," might have referred to the power exerted by Joseph's posterity, particularly during the period of Judges, since Gideon, Jephthah, and Jair all came from the lineage of Joseph. Moses attributed 10,000s to the half-tribe of Ephraim, but only thousands to the half-tribe of Manasseh. His curious words echoed those of Jacob, when Jacob blessed Joseph's two sons in the book of Genesis. The patriarch said that he, Manasseh, shall also become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother, that is Ephraim, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. This blessing was given to Ephraim and his descendants, and the history of the Jewish people showed how this blessing worked out in history. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.